Lend me your ear. Gawk, are you listening? A letter, by James Dalton. Patriots, patriots, lend me your ear. Brexiteers in the media, in politics, in the blogosphere and on internet fora, their messages resonate to a wide interconnected, yet disorganized union. There is no focus to combating that which is currently endangering the stability of the United Kingdom and its people's democracy. I have chosen my course in the battle ahead. That course being to unseat corrupted politicians associated with the Lib-Lab-Con parties working alongside my committed colleagues in the Democrats and Veterans Party. Patriots and Brexiteers, those who voted to leave the EU, and who won, demand that those, like me, who strive to unseat the corrupted incumbents in the HOC, coalesce at the next general election to engage in an effective, straightforward fight at the ballot box, to leave the EU and return full control of our borders, laws and money to the people of the UK and their parliament. Others choose their courses according to their abilities and circumstances, and I was delighted to see posted on Going Postal whilst I was not reading the comments, a letter from one of my closest friends, and one of my favourite people, that he had sent to his MP. In his post he asked readers whether they could guess who his MP is. The recipients of the letter were David Gawk and the local Conservative Association. With his permission, I repeat it here. 2. Lord Chancellor and Secretary of State for Justice, right-hand David Gawk MP. CC, Southwest Hertfordshire Conservative Association, WD33BB. Dear David. I am a natural Conservative Party voter, very typical of the Conservative base in this country. I believe that individual responsibility, personal liberty and charity is the best path toward achieving wider economic success, prosperity and happiness across the whole of society. Free citizens are generally far better at looking after themselves, their loved ones and their community when left alone, and given the opportunity to do so. I subscribe to conservative values, low taxes, free trade, rule of law, common law, not Napoleonic law, free speech, charitable giving and self-ownership. I abhor the sophistry of socialism and other forms of statism. I am a very proud Brit, I'm proud of our heritage. We are the land of the Magna Carta, John Locke, Adam Smith, and Sir John James Cowperthwaite. We are the birthplace of Western civilization. Much of modern human progress is down to how we have organized ourselves in the United Kingdom and across the Commonwealth. There are indeed many reasons for us to be a proud nation, and I think these values, our culture, our heritage, are all qualities we should conserve. And this is what conservatives should jolly well do. I voted to leave the European Union. I knew exactly what I was voting for. Indeed, I am growing tired and frustrated by those who voted and campaigned to remain telling me that I did not. Why did I vote to leave? The EU is a democracy-destroying institution. It is corrupt, an out-of-control and largely unaccountable bureaucracy. Its mission is to dismantle nation-state sovereignty and march toward an ever-closer union. It already had too much control and power over our laws back in 2016. We have clearly seen that it is not reformable. It won't listen. David Cameron attempted some very modest changes but was rebuffed. The blueprint of the EU, its mechanisms are the antithesis of the conservative values I've just espoused above. The direction of the EU just does not fit with our nature or our values, and so it is clearly better that we come up with a clean divorce. We married on false pretenses. This is a sovereignty-sucking political project, not just a free trade zone. After divorce, we can look to the future with great optimism, confident that what has worked in the past will so work again. We can look to the rest of the world to agree free trade deals, set low taxes and zero tariffs, rather than chain ourselves to the backward, controlling and bullying European Union. And so it was that I voted out, and I do not regret it one single bit. Since the vote in 2016 we have seen that. The EU is still condensing its power and control across the European continent, There is now open talk about the creation of an EU army, something we were told during the run-up to the referendum would just not happen. We should work on the vision of one day creating a real European army. Merkel, November 2018. After Macron called for a true European army, the EU continues to bully the southern states of Europe locked in purgatory to the euro and eurozone, where youth unemployment is still at shockingly high levels. The UK was treated with utter contempt and disrespect during the withdrawal negotiations, deliberately setting out to humiliate our Prime Minister. There is an ever-growing rabid power-hungry obsession with transferring further sovereignty and powers to the EU and EU institutions. Every perceived problem is solved by the EU taking more control. Why is there such a problem? Because member states are reluctant to transfer new sovereignty and powers to the European Union. We all know that the only way out of this crisis is a transfer of powers to the European Union and European Union institutions. Guy Verhofstadt, November 2018. I could ask whether those who voted Remain understand the type of Remain they were voting for, but that would be rather insulting. Why am I writing to you? You may ask. Well, I'm writing to you because I am angry, very angry, and I want both you and your Conservative Association to understand and appreciate this level of anger before it is too late. If you ignore it, your party will be annihilated at the polls, and deservedly so. There are many like me who feel completely and utterly betrayed by the established political class, and increasingly this includes the civil servants operating against the national interest, but instead for a globalist agenda and a worldview that was decisively rejected at the polls in 2016. The withdrawal agreement that Theresa May, Ollie Robbins and the cabal of EU file civil servants that has been approved by Cabinet is not acceptable. I could bore you with details and extracts of the 585-page document to prove my points, but I'm sure many of your colleagues in the Commons have already done this with you. I urge you to listen to them. There are many points in there that are wholly unacceptable to a proud sovereign democracy such as ours, but I will focus only on one key point, the so-called backstop situation. With any kind of backstop in place that ties us into an EU-CU in perpetuity, with no unilateral means to leave, it will fast become the deal. It obviously benefits the EU because we don't have any votes or say, we still pay vast sums, we collect tariffs on behalf of the EU, we are subject to their regulations on trade, and the ECJ remains the ultimate arbiter. So why would the EU want us to fully leave? Of course they would not. I would go so far as to say that the agreement is worse than being in the EU itself. There is no Article 50 to trigger, and no means to leave. All we do is open ourselves up for yet further humiliation and blackmail, and the EU will not miss a chance to punish the UK for leaving. To think that this deal is not a trap to keep the UK in a state of purgatory is incredibly naive and stupid, or it is a willful acceptance of a state to enter, until such a time when we'll be conveniently offered the chance to rejoin, on far worse terms, once the electorate has capitulated. I certainly don't regard you as naive or stupid, but the other possibility is a very dangerous game to play, as it will quite simply destroy the Conservative Party. They will never be trusted again. Voting in Parliament for this withdrawal agreement would be an act of betrayal to the 17.4 million voters who voted to leave. Since we've completely run out of time, a no-deal option is clearly becoming the only option that will serve the national interest. You stated on the This Morning TV programme today that a no-deal Brexit would lower living standards. This is an unnecessarily pessimistic view of the situation. Yes, there will be some temporary disruption. Leave voters clearly accepted the consequences of this project fear, but we can still look to the future with great optimism. Even if we come away without a deal, at least it will be a clean break, from which we can set our own path and, on the contrary, improve living standards. So what we need to do now and fast is vote the withdrawal agreement down in Parliament. remove Theresa May from office and sack the civil servants responsible for undermining cabinet ministers in coming up with this reprehensible deal behind their backs. Elect a new leader of the Conservative Party, and PM, who is committed to actually leaving the EU, and moreover has an optimistic view of doing so. The biggest mistake the Conservative MPs, including yourself, made in 2016 was in anointing a leader who did not want to leave the EU. Prepare the public for the no-deal scenario with optimism. We will trade on WTO rules, which we managed to do fine with many other countries already. Outside the shackles of the EU, we can quickly improve these relationships, which will be excellent news for global trade. Should you continue down what you undoubtedly see as a pragmatic path, in defending the withdrawal agreement and in defending Theresa May, who has doubled down on what is effectively a terms of surrender document, I cannot vote for you, and I suspect that many like me in your constituency cannot and will not do so either. If your association is also supportive of this position, and I will take any non-reply from them as confirming this, it is regrettable, but I will never vote Conservative again, and moreover I will work to ensure that other voters in this constituency will not do so either. Yes, even if this means a Corbyn government. Sovereignty is not just an abstract notion, it really does matter. Yours sincerely. P.S. I give permission to the Conservative Association to share the contents of this letter with their members as they see fit, not my address, included here to indicate my constituency. There are many working on behalf of the people who voted to leave the EU. Some have no party allegiance. Some have campaigned for and voted Labour, Conservative, UKIP and even Green, Lib Dem and SNP. The betrayal of the people by Theresa May and her government is seen by all, garnished with open-spoken lies regarding the nature and ramifications of her deal as written in her 589-page agreement. The Empress has no clothes. A unified leave vehicle is needed to enable all, of whatever traditional voting habit, all those who voted and actively worked for our nation's freedom from the EU. But needed more than all else is a mature commitment to a leave alliance from all patriots who wish to see the instructions of the British people as expressed in their vote on the 23rd June 2018, realised, fully and completely, a commitment and unity that has not been seen to date in these post-referendum no man's land days. United we conquer, divided? If we remain divided, the incumbent corrupted Europhilic politicians and the Remain media and academia class will continue grinning, deceiving, lying and trying to maintain our enshackment to the EU. I'd like to thank my friend for his efforts, in this case a well-reasoned letter to his local MP, and thank him also for his unwavering support for the work that I and my colleagues have been doing creating the structures of a new political direct democracy movement for the UK. Representative democracy is dead, and steadily more people are seeing this. Updates will be dependent upon the actions of those now seen as Conservatives in name only or seen only in the SW Hertfordshire vicinity. Copyright James Dalton 2018, Democrats and Veterans Party, for Direct Democracy. Dvparty.uk.